You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. I love this song.
Have you ever thought of running away?
Yeah, that's a good song.
Toby Keith. Should have been a cowboy. It's about Matt Dillon. Trying to get Miss Kitty to marry her, him. But his heart wasn't in it because he was committed to being the sheriff of the town. And he never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. Just so you know. Okay, so okay. Mike, let me ask you a question. First of all, email. Mac, I'm curious. Does Gunner know any Texas Rangers? Has he ever spent any time with them? Mike, do you know any Texas Rangers? Did you ever spend any time
Shut
with
up.
Them?
You didn't get that. You didn't get
what?
You didn't get that email.
What are you talking about?
Not going there.
What are you talking about?
You
live in you live in Texas. That's an email. It's
We're
legit.
Not going
it's
there.
Legit. So, do you know any? You
We're
ever hang out with them?
We're not going there.
Take that as a yes. Okay, here's the next question I got for you. Okay, this is sounds like a cry for help, but I'm gonna ask you about it anyway, and then you can give us the answer. Let me read your question. You walk up a mountain that has two paths.
Oh my God, what are you doing to me today?
One leads to the other side of the mountain.
I know the answer to this. I sent it to you, retard, to use your mind today.
And the other will get you lost forever. Two twins.
Okay, wait.
Two twins.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. Start again so everybody can hear it.
Okay.
I won't interrupt.
Everybody.
This is a riddle. You got to start it out. This is a riddle.
Okay. You walk up to a mountain that has two paths. One leads to the other side of the mountain, and the other will get you lost forever. Two twins know the path that leads to the other side. You can ask them only one question, except one lies. And one tells the truth, and you don't know which is which. So what do you ask?
Yeah, what do you ask? What question do you ask each twin, knowing that one lies, one tells the truth, but you don't know which is which?
What question would I ask, knowing that one lies and one tells the truth? And so if I can only ask one question, I won't be able to discern which one's lying and which one's telling the truth. So
right.
If I ask them, which one of you lies, one of them will tell the truth. And she'll say...
No, you're at square one then.
She does, and then I'll ask the other one, and she'll say she does. So that leaves me lost. But I'm going to walk to a mountain that has two paths. One leads to the other side of the mountain, and the other one will get you lost forever. But I don't know which is which, right? They're not marked. This one's to the other side of the mountain.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So you're,
which one do
if you said which one lies, you wouldn't know what path to take, because then you're out of questions.
Right. So what question would I ask that I know the truth to that they couldn't
would show you
lie,
the path.
That would show... I don't know. This is hard. I'd have to think about it. I'd have to think about what's the question that I would ask that would reveal which one's a liar, and then I don't go with her. I go with the honest one. So what could I ask? I don't know what question I could ask that would reveal that, so I think I just have to go with the one that's better looking, yes?
Well, who says they're girls?
Oh, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah, just because you say twins doesn't mean like, oh, this is my fantasy.
Yes, it does. Oh, like, oh, twin guys? Like, oh, yeah, whatever. How about then, if it was just, okay. It was twin guys, it would just say two dudes. All right. So, I give
maybe
up.
Maybe it's a boy and a girl. They're twins.
Mixed gender. Okay. I don't know. I give up. What is the answer to this? This amazing brain twister that you've come up with today?
You ask them if they're boys, Let's pretend they're boys.
Okay. Are you boys?
You ask them, you would ask them, what would your brother say?
What?
What would your brother say? So now if you asked, if you said, what would your brother say? Or what would your sister say? The one that would lie, right?
Right.
Would tell you, hey, let's say the path is the left path.
Yes.
Okay. And the one that would lie would say, then what?
They could say either or. They're liars, but I can't believe it.
No. What? No, they have to say what their brother, you said, what would your brother say? So the truthful one would know that your brother's a liar.
Right.
Right?
And
then he would say, what?
But he would say the right path.
Okay.
And then.
Then what?
The liar would say the left path.
So you know now who's the liar.
Well,
or you just know what path to take.
So when they both say, take the left path, then I take the right path. Oh, but
yeah.
You say, wait a minute, no, because what would your brother say to the liar? Then they're going to say, take the left path. So you still get
the
same.
The liar would know that his brother was honest, right?
Right.
And he would say, the left path.
Right.
But since the liar lies, he would say, right. If you ask the honest twin the same question, he would say right, because he knows his brother will lie before you know the correct path.
Okay. And if you ask the liar's going to lie? And so he's got to say the right path too?
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, they would both say right. And then you know then it's the left path.
I say you just walk down one of them pretty carefully, and then you go back when you know that it's the wrong path. Because what you just described to me is too complicated. I don't think I understand it.
Oh, man, you're crazy.
No. I'm not as smart as you.
Yeah. This other one really cracked me up because it made me think. I got it right, though.
Are these like brain twisters that you sit there and...
Yeah. Okay, so listen to this one. This one's really short. Two camels were facing in opposite directions. One was facing east, and the other was facing west.
Okay. All right.
They were in the desert, so there was no reflection.
What do you mean there's no reflection? Wait. There's no reflection. What do you mean no reflection off of what?
Off of each other. So we're not trying to trick you here.
Okay.
How can they manage to see each other without walking around or turning around or moving their heads?
They can't. That's easy.
They're facing each other.
You said they were ass to ass. You said one was facing east and one was facing west.
Two camels were facing opposite directions. One was facing due east, one was west. They were in the desert.
Right.
There's no reflection.
Right.
How can they manage to see each other without walking around or turning around?
They can't.
They're facing each other.
Yeah.
Hence, facing opposite directions.
Okay, you need to put on your glasses and go drive around and look at some colors, okay? Because that stuff is stupid. Okay, here I'm going to give you...
Yeah, because you couldn't get it. That's why.
They're facing each other. Okay, you're funny. Okay, I'm going to make up a headline. You tell me if it's true or false, okay?
All right, go.
29 Palms Commissary closed indefinitely for rodent problem. True or false?
29 Palms?
Commissary. Closed indefinitely.
Oh, commissary. I'm trying to think where the commissary is at.
It's they just built a new one right behind the that new PX they built out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember.
I would say that is true.
It is true. It is true. Army veterinarians found evidence of "quote unquote" significant rodent problem. Mike, what would a significant rodent problem be to you?
Like a you know, everywhere. Like infestation.
Let me... The entire store was shuttered Wednesday night. In recent weeks, the installation has received complaints at produce quality issues about produce quality issues. What would that mean? Like little bites taken out of the produce?
Yeah. Rat shit everywhere.
Prompting Army veterinarians to increase their inspections of deliveries and produce handling and stockpiling techniques. Defense Commissary Agency spokesman Rick Brink said, 12 days later, after a September 29th health and sanitation inspection found no substantial complaints, the vets found evidence of significant rodent infestation, prompting the installation commander to order the commissary to be closed until it is fixed. Commander Major General William F. Mullen.
A pain in the ass that is?
Oh, to close it?
They're driving all the way to, like, Yucca Valley.
Yeah, but at least they don't have rat shit in their food.
Yeah, but shit, man. Oh. Clint Palms is a hole, dude.
Come on, man.
It's a hole.
Are you kidding me?
It is a hole.
How do you have a significant... Okay, Mike, now let me ask you this question. So you're working at the commissary, right? And...
Yeah.
Do you think, like, as you go back and you're moving produce and boxes and blah, 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 in order for there to be this many rats doing this kind of damage, do you think you see those rats on occasion, like when you flip on a light and stuff like that?
You would say, yeah. I mean, okay, but the thing that cracks me up is, you know, okay, so if you look at where 29 Palms base is at,
yes,
a rat would have to literally walk across open desert for like 100 miles from their natural habitat to get 29 Palms.
It's a hardy rat. Not going to lie to you. Not going to lie to you.
I mean, it's an island in the middle of the ocean. I mean, it's like, now I can understand like Camp Pendleton because, you know,
yeah, there's food.
There's habitat. There's all that natural vegetation. But 29 Palms?
Like going to the moon. Being out on the moon.
Yeah. That is crazy.
They've got the commissary shut down by what? Rats.
Yeah.
My God. Okay, next
time. When you say it, it's WH 6 U's and a T.
What? Oh, man. The okay, here's the next true or false.
Yeah.
Marine arrested for trespassing while unfurling white nationalist banner could be promoted. True or false?
What, a Marine,
yes,
arrested for unfurling basically a banner?
The banner. Trespassing and unfurling a white nationalist banner could be promoted.
I think part of that's true.
All of it is true. All right, here's the story. Sergeant Michael Chesney still may be promoted to staff sergeant after his arrest for unfurling a white nationalist banner and pleading guilty to trespassing. He's an EOD guy, selected for promotion to staff sergeant during the summer, according to Mike Barton, spokesman for Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point, North Carolina. Selectees are assigned a seniority number, which is used to rank them in order for promotion for the coming year. Right.
Yeah, but okay. So it's okay.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just complete the thought. Chesney and Marine Staff Sergeant Joseph Manning were arrested on May 20th after they climbed a building in Graham, North Carolina, and unfurled a banner with the letters YWNRU, which reportedly stands for "You Will Not Replace Us," a slogan used by white nationalist groups.
Okay.
So,
but
go ahead.
So he was selected. Yeah. But he's selected. The thing is, he's selected.
Yes.
Then he commits. He commits this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still eligible for promotion because he hasn't had his day in court yet.
He's already pled guilty.
Oh. Oh yeah. I mean, he could lose. I know, like EOD guys, they have to have clearances. you know, to do what they do. He could lose his clearance, which then would disqualify him that, and then, you know, that's the wall. But if he pled guilty, well, you know what? Trespassing. I mean, did he plead guilty to what? Trespassing? Or what is a hate crime? What's he actually charged with?
Trespassing.
You can't take someone's rank for trespassing.
All right, so he stays.
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor.
I think he goes. You can't be part of that whole white supremacist thing and be a leader in the Marine Corps. I'm sorry, your ass is out of here.
Oh, okay, but you can belong to Black Lives Matter in the military?
No, if that shows up, I'm the same thing. No, you can't.
It shows up. They're in
then. Then Colonel McNamara, I'd boot their ass right out of here.
Yeah. So I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the game.
I absolutely agree with you. Let me tell you, and again, just so everybody knows, this came up earlier in hour one. The UCMJ is not for your rights. You don't have the right to serve. Okay, it is to promote good order and discipline. It ain't so that you get all the rights that a civilian has. You gave those up when you joined. Read the fine print, motherfucker. So, anyway, I just don't...
Yeah, the UCMJ is designed to keep the institution alive.
Exactly. So when you go with your banner to a pro-Confederate rally and you unleash the beast in the middle of that thing, yeah, how are you going to come back and lead? And again, the same thing, if you go to a Black Lives and you're talking about killing cops, Black Lives Matter thing, and talk about killing cops, and now you're going to come back and now you're going to be a leader for everybody, doesn't work. You can't do it, in my opinion. So yeah. You want to do those things, go be a civilian, have at it. But when you're in the military, sorry, man, there's a different set of rules that apply to you, and you better get with it. Okay. All right, let me read you another headline. How about that? How about that for a news day, Mike?
Okay,
true or false?
Yes?
Hold on. Don't get impatient with me.
Don't put me in a place that's going to scold me on the radio.
American volunteers, trying to leave Syria, turned away by U.S. Special Forces.
False.
True. Kevin Howard, Kevin Howard, a Marine Corps veteran, and Taylor Hudson, a U.S. citizen and veteran of the French Foreign Legion, allegedly were detained by U.S.-backed Syrian fighters after U.S. Special Forces refused to help them in their attempt to return to the United States. What's up with that?
I don't get that story.
You think there's more, I need to do a little bit more investigative journalism to get to the bottom of that?
Yeah, there's definitely something more to that picture there.
All right. Email. Mac, did Gunner see General Kelly's press conference yesterday? Did you watch General Kelly yesterday? Smooth as a baby.
No. Why would I watch a press conference?
Because he never gives them.
No, I'm.
And you
I
know
was
him.
Out doing stuff yesterday.
Oh, What were you doing?
Just hanging out with some buddies.
All right. Do you want to apologize to everybody for all the bad things you said about the Yankees while you have the chance? Now that we got all the rest of the stuff out of the way, do you want to take this opportunity to apologize to me and everybody?
Yeah. Ready?
Go.
Okay. I, Michael Christopher Cumberland, am hereby make the following statement concerning the New York Yankees, a Major League Baseball team.
Yes. Go ahead, say it.
They are crooks, criminals. They are what is absolutely wrong with baseball. Everything, their total existence, and the reason why they go forward in the playoffs is a direct reflect on society as a whole, that this place is just nothing but a turd that won't get flushed on the toilet.
All right, you know? I've heard enough of this. I've heard of this. That's just an outrage. Okay, next headline, true or false. Big change at boot camp. Recruits will now spend 2 weeks in phase four. True or false?
Say that again?
Big change to boot camp. Recruits will now spend 2 weeks in phase four. True or false?
I don't even know what phase four is, but.
What?
Oh, that's the field stuff? That's the field stuff, right? The weapons training battalion stuff? Weapons field training battalion?
No. Phase four is what the last phase, the week following the Crucible. So they'll get two weeks after they come back.
Have they lengthened boot camp?
No.
So what went?
I'm not sure.
I hope it's not true. Yeah, I'm saying no. Please no.
It's true. When recruits arrive at Parris Island and MCRD in November, they will face the Crucible during the 10th week of boot camp. So they will have 2 weeks to adjust to being Marines before leaving, the recruit depot official said. Instead of it being called Marine Week, the time after boot camp will be called Phase 4 of recruit training. It doesn't change any of the graduation announcements, requirements, Neller said.
What is this supposed to do?
The standards are the same. Drill instructors will still be in charge of training during Phase 4, but Marines will have more responsibility, and they will be able to ask drill instructors questions. Okay, Mike, so if you were a recruit in Phase 4 now...
Don't tell me this is turning into like feel good week.
How do you feel, how did that make you feel?
Anything about sergeant? You know, yes, sergeant. No, sergeant.
So recruit Musselman. Now I don't know that you have your rank yet because you haven't officially graduated. So you're still a recruit, but now you can ask your drill instructor questions. What would have been the first question that you would have asked?
Back then,
yeah.
I would have, each one of them,
yeah.
To my senior drill instructor, I would have said, why are you such an idiot? And then the recon Scarface one, that was Mr. Tough Guy, I'd say, what grade did you complete in middle school before you dropped out? And then do my short one that spoke real slow, but when he was with his buddies acting normal, I'd say, what's your problem? And then the one that was telling me telling all of us that he was a helicopter pilot as a staff sergeant, I'd say, what do you think is going on? Because that guy used to tell us that he used to be a flight instructor for Cobras as a staff sergeant. And I'm like, what?
What? Even you as a recruit knew that was bullshit?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what? I don't think, no. I think that would be BS, but I didn't say that. He had crazy eyes.
Montana man just said they shortened boot camp.
No, he didn't.
He's like, he had his colon examined this morning, so I think he's on a post-gay experience.
Yeah, he's still on.
Post-gay experience erotic event high up there in Montana, so we won't take anything that he has to say and then it's Rudy's birthday today, right?
No. Hey,
what?
I apologize, everybody, for Max's comment just now. because
what?
Getting a colonoscopy will save your life, my friend. It's nothing about, don't try and put a label on it to make people feel shame not to do it.
No, it's okay if you feel like that.
No, you said...
We had Rudy. Remember we had Rudy on? And he was about it.
Yeah, but see, there's the difference. Rudy enjoys and he likes it. Now he's speaking that same euphoric feeling all the time afterward. That's weird. But to get it done, you should get it done.
So you're not shaming Rudy with that, even though it's his birthday? 46 years old today.
I'm not shaming Rudy. I'm not shaming Rudy for getting a colonoscopy, but I'm shaming Rudy for his
reaction.
Enjoying it. Yeah, enjoying it, and then wanting to get it more and more.
where I'm shaming Montana Man for actually getting one.
Yeah, see, that's where you're wrong.
Okay, you know what? I got mine, and I said I would go get it any time because they gave me that drug. They gave Michael Jackson. I haven't slept like that in like 15 years or some shit like that.
Hey, is Schwartz still like in recovery? Is he coming back off drugs? If so, someone take his phone away from him.
He's got his phone. He's got his phone, and he's listening. During Phase 4 boot camp, drill instructors will have more time to convey to new Marines that they have made the first step, but defending the nation is a serious business, and now they will have to assume the responsibilities that come with being a Marine. Now you've got somebody who's been a drill instructor, who's been intimately involved in this transformation, and now they have a few days to talk to their new Marines as a fellow Marine about what it's going to be like as they get ready to go out and begin the rest of the journey together. Different periods of instruction will include yoga practice. It will include...
Get the fuck out of here. Shut up.
It will include hand-holding and group therapy. And lastly, it will be done... a group singing of Kumbaya naked at midnight. We won't call it the Crucible. We're still working on a name for it, but it will be that kind of holistic, euphoric event. What do you think, Gunner?
Yeah, right, whatever. Is that Rob?
Why did you taunt him? He has been in River City, and now all of a sudden, what happens?
I'm back in Montana. We're in Idaho, so I was working on horses. That usually takes from 8 to 3. Therefore, the show is in that time frame. I don't get to listen.
Okay, so you can't have any other contact with us beside that? it takes me to execute, to yoke your ass up to find out if everything's okay. And while we're at it, go ahead and apologize for every time you posted the American League East standings in that goddamn text window. Say it right now.
No, screw you and the Yankees is my final statement on that. Let's go back to the boot camp thing.
Yeah.
Because we're heading to Costco.
Oh no!
No! Whoa! How much did you actually? Are you on a post-erotic high from your colonoscopy?
It's pretty normal.
Okay.
No, it was. I mean, you go in there, they say, you know, hey, we're gonna. They kind of freaked me out because they did colonoscopy and endoscopy, if that's what you call it.
What is that?
Which I think. They go from the top, and then they went from the bottom. And I asked them specifically, please go from the top first.
You were in a hospital. You were in a hospital, yes?
Yeah, it's surgery, because they prepare to take out any polyps.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you weren't in a bar or anything like that.
They told me not to drink this morning.
All right. So they went in both entries. Wow.
Yeah. So hood up, freaking tailgate down. So you can check it all out.
And what'd they find?
Nothing. They found a little scarring in the esophagus, but nothing to worry about.
What was that from? Too much dip?
No, most likely in stress from keeping you freaking ass clowns in line for however long I had to do that.
Stop calling Gunner an ass clown.
Next time... Just get the extra long probe that when they go up, it comes out the mouth.
Then
they only have to go in one side.
Exactly. You don't feel as violated. Okay, now back to recruit training. Why do you say I didn't read anything in this article that says they lost a week of...
They did.
Well, they didn't add a week. They had to lose a week.
No, but they altered
it. Take a right.
The dates.
Take a right.
The same length.
How do you know? How do you know? Mike's a search machine when we talk. He doesn't just sit there. He's like on it. So
yeah, I'm looking at NCRD's their like page.
It's still 13 weeks, right?
So what changed?
Still 3 months on our training day.
Left.
So what changed in order? Would you quit giving directions, goddammit? What changed in order for them?
If I don't, we're going to be off.
Give her the GPS, you dumbass.
She can't do GPS and drive.
Oh, my God. I thought she was an animal husbandry specialist.
She is, but she's not the big town specialist. That's for damn sure.
Okay, what town are you in?
Bozeman
ain't a big town, okay? So you need to get that. You need to get that straight.
That's big town for us. Los Angeles is what we call it.
Los Angeles. What about so, Mike? How did they do this? If they're going to do the yoga and the naked kumbaya stuff at midnight, what did they drop to create the space?
I don't know.
That's my point.
I'm going to call Bill Journey and ask him.
Got to get to the bottom of this. Oh, wait a minute. Here it is.
Yeah.
Recruits will no longer qualify in the rifle range. Shooting rifles.
Shut up. Get the hell out of here. You're not going to get me.
Shooting
rifles. You're not going
to
do this to me today.
Shooting rifles is no longer required to be a Marine. There's so many other ways in our global world and our digital age to be Marine. What is going on?
Yeah.
I think somebody's alarm's going off.
That's what it sounded like to me. So, wow.
So, yeah, I'm wondering what they had to give up. Because they basically shortened it to have, you know, drill instructor love in time at the end of the,
no,
the end of boot camp.
Still the same.
That's my initial take. Something has to go. It's a zero-sum game. It's still 13 weeks.
So we got to have a little bit. We're going to talk, and we're going to hang out, and we're going to make brownies. And what else do you think we're going to do that week? what are we going to do?
Hang on. I'm pulling up the training matrix right now.
Oh,
okay,
here
it is.
Go. Hey, this is called a deep dive.
Is this the
right
new
here.
One or the old one? Yeah, it is. We're on
brand
a tangent.
New. Yeah, brand new. Oh, no, this is the old one. This still shows Marine.
Shit. Okay, well, now we got 2 weeks. We've got 2 weeks of Marine Week.
So after not eating for 24-plus hours, I went to the Western, which is the last best diner in America, and got their chicken fried steak, eggs, side of bacon, hash browns, sourdough.
So
I may have to take a break here.
You know what?
Hopefully
they
everything
probably get
stays
rid of,
in.
What?
They probably get rid of this team week thing.
Well, team week?
When was team week? I'm trying to remember what that was.
Team week is the series commander's inspection, initial uniform fitting. They probably incorporate that, the 2.5 mile S&E course, haircuts, like that takes all day. T-45 is just nothing but haircuts.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man. You got to be kidding me.
Blood drive on T-46.
What? What are they doing down there?
T-47 is the old course.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Or they take away their
Sundays. Well, Mike, you can tell us, because you can go down there.
I could.
Mac.
Yeah, why are you calling me Mike? That's not my name. I'm Mac. Mike's
Mac.
Yeah. Mike's
I'm not Mac. My name's Mac.
I've corrected myself.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who are you mimicking?
You should attitude over that one.
Hey, jackass, who are you mimicking just then?
I think that was you.
What?
Were you mimicking me?
What? What are you talking about?
Exactly.
What?
Rob, did you hear Mike? He gets to see in full color now. Did you listen to those segments?
I did not listen to that. I did catch it because I can't figure out how to delete the 18 posts that end up in my Facebook page from All Marine Radio every day. So I do see that.
I love that.
Oh, ooh, what a slam. Ooh.
But I was excited to see that Gunner.
For
what? We don't need
that. You know what he's trying to say there.
What's he trying to say?
Ooh.
It's a little overwhelming, but it does keep me abreast of what's going on when I can't.
Well, I know. It's good because
I can't actually listen.
My life would be so much better if I didn't get all these posts from All Marine Radio.
Right now you're listening to...
It would be a little more efficient.
Mike Musselman, and who's in Texas, who's in Granbury, Texas, and Rob Schwartz. 31 degrees this morning in Montana. How do you like that?
Holy shit.
Yeah, big.
Really?
Scarf and fluffy coat this morning.
Mine keeps alternating. It went from like 49 to like 92. It's like, shit.
That is Texas.
I do head to Texas on Tuesday, though.
Ooh, did you know he was coming to Texas? Oh, obviously not. Huh? You guys still close?
Where at?
Yeah,
well, you're coming to Texas.
Well, I'll fly in San Antonio and then go west 3 more hours. So I'm a third of the way across the country from him, pretty much.
Yeah. It's again, Mac, you know, like saying, hey, I'm in California. Where at? I'm in Redding. Oh, I'm in San Diego. Let's get together tonight.
I know. The only thing that bothers me, though, is he didn't even call you and tell you. So that if you said, you know what, I'm not doing shit. Let me hop in my truck and drive 500 miles and hang out and do some shooting. You're going to shoot, right, Rob? You're going to hunt?
Yeah, we're hunting for 5 days.
Oh, yeah. Gunner might not be interested in that shit. What the? Come on, hey, man. Be a dude.
It's my wife's birthday this weekend, and I'm definitely not going hunting.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's your choice. But the fact that he doesn't invite you, that's borderline samurai.
You don't need to go hunting? No.
Oh, you
samurai
don't?
Bushido.
Exactly.
Bushido code, not samurai code.
It could be either code.
Oh,
I thought they're the same.
Yeah, they're the same. Like, what? Oh, wait. If you have two twins, one's a boy and one's a girl, and one of them tells you you're a shithead, and the other one just says you have shit for brains, which one's telling the truth? Well, if you're Gunner, they're both telling the truth. Boom!
That makes no sense, man. This is like arguing with a five-year-old right now.
So
I know you are, but what am I?
All right, so now, have we figured out, have we got to the bottom of the boot camp thing?
No, we're going to have to see the new training schedule and compare it to the old.
All right. Initially, the Marine Corps had concerns about moving the Crucible earlier in recruit training would make boot camp less physically strenuous, Neller said. However, Marines will continue to train physically during the last 2 weeks of boot camp. Yoga and other arts and crafts will substitute for the normal PT freshman. People don't think yoga can be strenuous, but it is. In this case, Marines will do hot yoga, and they'll be issued new yoga pants, which everybody seems to be excited about.
Okay. Hey, just for you guys to know this.
What?
Someone needs to explain Big Cat the etiquette when it comes to text messaging. When the text message topic has changed completely for like the last 30 minutes, and then he comes back, we're talking about phase four, and they put the riddle up, and then here's Big Cat. Chicken fried steak, yes, bold action. What?
Strength. Yeah, then he puts in strength and guile. Like, what is that? Hey, here's a question.
Yeah.
What does sharpening steel mean? I never understood that one either. Like, okay.
It's a Bible passage.
One man sharpens another.
How does
that? Steel sharpens steel.
Oh, like you make me better?
Exactly.
I always think you better.
I did it. I did it for a year. Yeah.
Exactly. So exactly. So now it's more. So now it's more confusing to me. They make me better? Yeah, I don't think so. I make them better.
I not only sharpened you, Mac. I sharpened and polished you. You were like.
Yeah, there's polish on that.
Okay, hold on.
You were decorated.
Hold on, let me read the comment. Quote, anytime you change something, people are going to say, well, that's wrong. Well, what's wrong with the way we did it? Neller said. There's nothing wrong with the way we did it. We're trying to keep the very, very best of what we do now and add something to make it better. We're going to PT every day. There's nothing wrong with yoga tights. There's nothing wrong with yoga. And there's certainly nothing wrong with humidity rooms and doing hot yoga. It's good for people.
Oh,
wait, are you really not making this up?
I've made up the last part.
He is making this up.
About the hot yoga.
I'm hoping.
The hot yoga.
I told him not supposed to drive today or get too excited because of the
of what?
Anesthesia, so don't fire me up.
I will tell you. Try hot yoga once. It'll kick your ass.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, no,
and you wonder, and now you wonder how it got into the POI.
Yep. Chicken fried steak, absolutely the best. Ooh, street guy. Ooh.
Hey, McConnell has a map of every Cracker Barrel in the country in his truck right now. And he's not joking he doesn't joke about it.
Or he's probably got waypoints.
Oh, and his GPS, a little alert, boop, 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 chicken fried steak, 73 miles.
2.7 miles from road. Yeah.
Are you?
You're 2.75 miles.
You guys are both foodies. Mike, do you make chicken fried steak? Is that something you make?
Yeah, I can. I have. I like I said, the one we had the other, not a month ago now for brunch, was actually chicken fried ribeye steak. Oh, melt.
Yeah, there's a place in Sonora, California.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't remember the name of it.
What were you doing in Sonora, what were you doing in Sonora, California?
Oh, I used to go there every weekend.
Oh.
My buddy, Al Thoburn, who was a fallen angel air defense guy, his dad had a ranch up there, and we used to go hunt.
Oh, ever do any farming?
Anyway,
ever do any farming up there?
No, mostly bird and deer hunting. There's a place in Sonora that on Saturday and Sunday morning they'll take their leftover prime rib from the night before and make chicken fried steak out of that. That is money.
That's not chicken fried steak though. Chicken fried steak is flank steak. So you two like
fried steak,
Richie Rich,
kind of
you two Richie Rich bozos, like, oh yeah, I only eat prime rib. Oh, I eat chicken fried steak ribeye. That's bullshit.
Yeah. That's good shit right there.
It just melts in your mouth. It's money. And then you got to take a nap.
Why do we need therapy training at the end of recruit training?
I don't eat that flank steak shit. That's for poor people.
I know. That's the whole recipe. It was done by poor people. Every good thing you could eat was pretty much done by poor people. Do you know that?
Good. And the Irish poor people really did good things.
No. When was the last time you saw a good, or the words come out of your mouth that said this? Let's go to a good Irish restaurant tonight. You ever heard that?
Yeah, no.
Never.
No.
No, it's usually a pub. Irish pub.
They do booze.
Exactly.
They do booze. That's why
But back to the rich. You know what? Beef Wellington's pretty good, and that wasn't invented by poor people.
I've never had that.
Hey, what was the name of that Irish pub we used to go to in Pinehurst?
Pinehurst?
Dang it. There was an Irish pub in Pinehurst that had fish and chips.
Pinehurst? Where's Pinehurst?
Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Okay.
What was that? Yeah, on Wednesday special. That was good.
Was it O'Malley?
That's the only time I've ever gone to an Irish pub for food.
Or Hennessy's?
He's never even set foot in North Carolina, and he's proud of it. He's proud of it.
Yeah. Right? Thank you very much. Gunner?
Gunner.
I went through North Carolina a couple times.
Oh, on your way, too?
Didn't he get, arrested from going to Florida or something in North Carolina? And
that was in Alabama.
That was in Alabama.
By his godfather's nephew or some shit.
Ocean, Alabama.
Hold on. This is the normal evolution of recruit training experience, Neller said.
Oh, shit.
Of course. Everybody thinks proudly, hey, it was never as hard as what I went through. Okay, I got that. The proof will be in the performance of these soon-to-be recruits. There you have it. They'll be better adjusted, ready for the fleet, if they can sit around and talk about their feelings.
So we're going to start doing yoga in the fleet?
Yep.
Fleet?
Yep.
You know,
the recruits,
everybody form up.
Recruits coming out of boot camp were always good. It was when they got to the fleet, and it was the shitheads in the fleet that screwed everything up.
Yeah, the senior.
You know, like they always said,
the one
never talk to the first guy that talks to you.
That's corporal.
No, when they got screwed up is when they went home on that 10 days of basket leave. That's when they got screwed up. We went up to SOI from CRD and compared notes on, you know, fill in the blank a company. And when they left us and when they came to them 2 weeks later, they were, a lot of them were dynamically different. I mean, you can blow up in 2 weeks. All those diet privates just went home and got bloated again. And SOI.
Never make friends with the first person that talks to you when you check in. Hey, buddy, I'll be your friend. Nope. Stay away.
Hey, hold on. Listen to this. So let me get this straight. We're going to do yoga in phase four of boot camp. So what is hazing going to turn into? Really, really, really hot yoga? So even our hazing is going to get pussified?
We don't haze in the Marine Corps, Mac.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and it's you enlisted, and it's you enlisted scumbags that don't stop it, Mike. So boom.
Oh, for kind of loud.
Yeah, well, it's not an officer thing. We don't haze officers. Officers don't get hazed.
Yeah,
so who's doing
it? Stop hazing in college.
Look, only the idiots.
Yeah, I got my fair share of that at Norwich.
I did.
Yeah, and the hazing that went on at the academy. And the hazing that goes on.
Okay, if you're a doofus and you go to that kind of school, but if you're just a normal American guy and you go to college, like, who pledges to those goofy-ass, weenified fraternities anyway? Dorks.
They don't have fraternities at community colleges, I forgot.
They don't. So you're a normal guy. You go to community college. Then when I was after my sophomore year, my parents.
Buster's truck driving school.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
my
you got your degree in truck driving.
At Consumnes River College in Sacramento, California, man. John and Kathleen were not. I could go to college and do all my general education for about $300 a month in the late 70s. For the semester, they were not sending me anywhere else. Trust me. That's the way that shit works.
Yeah. No, I know. Top quality.
I don't think they sell pork at Costco.
Pork?
I've been given one task. Pork, like
pork
wine.
Wine.
Oh. I've been tasked to find pork.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
They sell everything
they
there. God. Mike, look it up. See see what aisle it's on.
Tell
Michael,
me what freaking aisle is.
Michael, look it up. Mike, it's a Costco in Boca.
I know.
What aisle?
I know for a fact what to do because my wife comes back with it. And I'll tell you which one they have. Hang on. I got it right here.
Hold on. Let me read you an email.
Tell me the color of the bottle so I can at least narrow it down. It's got to be green.
It is. It's a black bottle. And hang on. Where's my glasses? I can't even read the frickin' labels anymore.
Whoa. Which glasses? You're all color ones or you're all ones?
Tawny Reserve Port. Kopke. K-O-B-K-E.
What aisle? What aisle is it on?
In the wine aisle.
It's on the wine aisle, Rob.
Yeah, well, there's about six freaking wine aisles.
It's a little bottle.
Yeah, it's a small bottle.
A little itty-bitty bottle.
Small one. It says port on it.
Here. I just took a picture and I sent it.
Wow. See? Mike's a wizard, man. Okay, let me read you an email.
The research department.
Exactly. Mike is. You'll be talking. You can hear the keys pounding. I thought General Kelly was awesome yesterday in his press conference. I thought the highlight was what he said to the media when he said, honestly, it's astounding to read what I read on a daily basis. And he was very gentle with them when he said, you all need to develop better sources.
Yeah.
He said that to the White House press corps. John,
I saw that.
That was awesome, man. But you know, he went in.
You need to develop better sources.
Yeah, but he was cool. He went in. He was making jokes. I'm not quitting today.
Yeah, just say. I'm not making shit up.
I'm not getting fired today. I'm not going to fire anybody today. And then he started taking questions.
Oh.
So anyway, so
found the wrong one guy.
Mike just sent the picture.
You guys got.
You
got
to be kidding me.
Now what am I looking for?
So
Tawny Port.
Port. Port, just the type of wine. Port.
Oh yeah. This port? You mean like a harbor?
Port.
The closest one is
port
in,
is in
Duluth.
In Seattle.
Duluth or Seattle, as far as I know.
I ain't seen any. I've been walking around here for 10 minutes.
No, now he's just saying ain't, like he's from up there. He's trying to dumb it down for those hillbillies up there?
No. No. I've been told to get port.
This guy went to a military school. Right. They don't say ain't there, okay?
I know.
Okay, let me ask, hey, Rob, question for you. You ever had anybody that graduated from Norwich that wore a Che Guevara t-shirt under his tunic at graduation and then took pictures in it?
No, I don't believe so.
Have you seen the pictures of that idiot?
Yeah, usually the hazing there at Norwich will weed those guys out pretty early.
So you think hazing is a positive thing?
It's done correctly.
It's done correctly.
Why is that funny? If done with rules and safe words.
They don't have any port, though.
If done correctly. Well, you know what? It used to be institutionally a part of the organization, right? There would be people that would come to you in boot camp and say, we've done everything we could do to make this guy go away. You need to get him out of here. What?
Right.
That's the way it used to be. What does that mean? You need to get after him. What does that mean? And I remember, I'll tell you what, this goes back to a discussion I had with my Marines out in 29 Palms. The Marines of Alpha Company, 3rd Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion. Hey, sir, you officers can make any rules you want about don't ask, don't tell, and gays in the barracks. All we know is if they come out and say that they're gay, we'll make their lives hell. And I said, what do you mean? We'll cut their clothes up when they put them in the dryer, right? We'll key their car. We'll slash their tires. Nobody will get caught. We'll make their lives hell until they just quit. We ain't having it, and we run those barracks.
Right.
Really? Yeah. Yes, sir. We run them because no sergeant or staff NCO ever comes around, so it's our country, so deal with it. I'm like, nice. Nice. So, there you have it. The real Marine Corps. That's straight up. Kevin Calhoun lives in North Carolina. Right now he's an Argus. He was my vehicle commander. He's still pissed about a sleeping bag I found it out in 29 Palms. We're driving through the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden I saw it first. I flipped on, the intercom, and I said, that's mine. And then the driver, Calhoun's the vehicle commander, I beat him to the punch. And then we had this big argument about who really owned the sleeping bag. And he's still, like, 30 years later, he's still not over it. I said, dude, you need to get over that. You were too slow. You're enlisted. Couldn't make the intercom work. So it doesn't take that very well.
No.
It's surprising to me. Okay, what's up for the weekend? Jesus Christ.
This is true, man.
Check that out.
Mike, what are you doing this weekend?
Thank you.
Well, the wife's birthday, celebrating wife's birthday.
How old is she?
26.
26. What are you going to do for her birthday? You could take her out to dinner. You guys going to go out to a movie. You got a big night planned. What are you going to do?
Everything that she wants to do. You know how women are. The birthday turns into, it's always, I don't want anything for my birthday, and then you don't get him anything, and it's like,
yeah, you better
what's wrong? Well, you didn't give me a thing for birthday because you didn't want. I was just saying that. Or,
Well, I know, but Mike,
then the
she gave
turns
you
into like a birthday weekend.
She gave you the gift of sight, Mike. You better come up big.
Yeah, that's true. Don't make me feel bad. No,
well, don't be a shitbag. I mean, she bought you.
And you know what?
What?
I almost bought myself a gift yesterday, which would have been totally wrong. Oh, man, that would have, like, shit.
You know, this is the guy a week ago, was it a week ago? It was a week ago. So a week ago yesterday, he came on the program, and his wife had just bought him these glasses, Rob, and so he just went off on what it was like to see color. And quite understandably, very cool. And so I said, what's the coolest thing you've seen? And he thought for a second.
My wife's blue eyes.
I was like, oh, damn. You know, Mike, I wrote myself a note to pull that piece of audio and send it to you so that you could use it whenever you're like eyeball deep in shit and you got to fight your way out and you could just pull that thing up. Listen to this.
No, just send it to Tina.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll post it on her Facebook page. But I think that you should do, you need to go above and beyond because of, you know, she gave you the gift of sight, man. Come on.
Yeah. And I almost made a fatal error and bought a freaking Woodford full cask, you know, like a bourbon cask that had been altered to like a bar. And it would have been perfect. But then I was like, if my wife would have came home, seen that in the house with all my bourbon displayed in it, because it was beautiful the way it was.
Right.
And then she would have said, why did you get that? And it was like, this is a silly question. What do you mean, why did I get that? This thing's awesome. And then not get her anything for her birthday? Oh, my God. Dude, I'd be digging out of that hole for a month.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. That's probably a good call. Rob, what are you doing this weekend?
He's talking to the wine guy.
I don't care.
No, I got that squared.
All right, what are you doing this weekend?
See where all our cows are first.
Are you guys,
probably tomorrow morning.
Are either you guys going to watch the Red Sox this weekend? Oh, I'm sorry. They're not playing anymore, so you can't do that. Boom, bitches. Okay, so
the Yankees are going to play the Astros.
Shut up, both of you. I have been waiting for an hour to drop that one, okay?
The Astros are going to play the Yankees. Hold on tight, boys.
Oh, my God.
We all know how that's going to end.
Shut up. You didn't talk about baseball for months, and I'm not going to give you the opportunity now. Okay. All right, boys. Mike, you've been tasked with getting to the bottom of this whole yoga event in phase four. So take it for tasking, bro.
No. I won't even.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. And you know you know.
What is he doing? What's Rob talking to?
I don't know.
He's talking to Alicia. She's trying to get, asking me if I want kale chips. So that's not going to happen.
Kale chips?
Not seaweed crunch. No. Yeah, no. We're moving to a different aisle.
Yeah, go to the apparel aisle and get some hot yoga pants and then go back and get the kale chips. You'll be right in there. Then you could go down and consult about phase four. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Marines, my name's Rob. I used to be a lieutenant colonel, but I don't really, those titles and all that's so stupid. Anyway, I'm going to show you what downward dog is, and then we're going to have some kale chips. And, you'll be right in there with the part of the problem. God damn it. Anyway. All right. That'll do it, boys.
I'm glad this week, by Monday, all this steam is going to be out of his little engine when the Astros get done with the Yankees this weekend.
Oh, really? Okay, look, you're not supposed to talk baseball anymore after the Red Sox
got
their
up.
Asses pumped right out of the playoffs. Mookie, Mookie,
you brought up.
Mookie. Bye-bye. All right.
We'll see how long the Yankees last.
And I'll tell you what, the only reason I had to do a health and welfare check on Schwarz, because I wanted to pull him in to slap his ass for the Red Sox losing. Yeah,
you saw how fast I was getting off the phone, so I didn't have to go there.
Yeah, yeah. All of a sudden, it's like Gunner's River City and Schwarzer River City after all the shit they talked all summer. We don't want to talk baseball. Oh, now we want to talk baseball. Every other day, Schwarz is sending me the American League East standing. Is it five? Is that too much? Then he's River City. Where are you? I'm shoeing horses. I'm in Idaho. I don't give a shit. You're in River City. No, I'm not. I'm just working too hard. Better get your ass on the net, bro, and take it like a man. Don't run away like a little bitch. All right, boys. Look, have a good weekend.
I'll talk to you later.
There you have it.
Bye. All right. We'll see you.
Later. Phase four email. Are you bullshitting about this thing called phase four? They're not going to do yoga at boot camp. I don't know what they're going to do, man. They're gonna sit around and talk about it. They're going to sit around and talk about the experience. Make everybody feel good about each other, and then we'll go on from there. Then they'll report. They'll be better prepared to report to boot camp. Right? So, hey, Neller says it, right? He's a commandant. He's my whole battalion commander. So we'll hold him to it. And if he screws it up, we'll wire brush his ass. But he's a down to... I'll just tell you this. And so I guess my question is, why now? Do they need an explanation? Do they need drill instructors to be their friend now? I thought that used to happen at a different place. So why is it important that it happens during recruit training, that we're going to alter recruit training? And I guess, what is the opportunity cost? What is leaving so that you can do this kind of training? Because I remember telling General Boomer once in a discussion, I received a meritorious service medal as a captain, which captains aren't eligible for. Yeah, think about that. I even got yoked up by a lieutenant colonel. Hey, captain, come here. Are you sure that you're supposed to be wearing that ribbon? This is what a dick I was. Which one, sir? The meritorious service medal. Captains don't rate that. Oh, yes, sir. I know captains don't rate it. And yes, I am sure I was awarded it. Yeah, take that. Anyway, so in the process of being awarded it, I had to go over and meet with General Boomer. And Walt Boomer, he was the CG of McCitick, and he had to sign off on the Meritorious Service Medal that John Allen, major type, wrote on me. And so he's interviewing me about the stuff I had done at the basic school. And I taught the first class on decision making at the basic school, at the infantry officer course. It now gets taught there. It's been taught there since 1990. And since we put it in. I then said, look, we need an instructor education program at the basic school. I wrote the syllabus for it, blah, 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 blah. So I did all this stuff at the basic school in IOC, and Alan said, yeah, this is not normal for a captain, you know. And so he wrote me up for this meritorious service medal. I didn't really understand what it was. So I'm sitting there with Boomer, and he pulls out this, Walt Boomer, and he pulls out this pad, and he takes his pen out. I'm like, what's he doing? Like, and he starts, as we're talking, he's taking notes. He said, what can I do as the head of, T&E to make this work better? I said, at some point in recruit training, drill instructors have to stop acting like drill instructors, and they just have to act like normal leaders. And I think the idea of, part of the idea of the validation for the Crucible comes from a number of discussions that he had with guys like me, with guys like John Allen. The Crucible essentially is an Israeli exercise. And so that was evolved to be put in Marine Corps recruit training. And it certainly needs to happen. And that way, when they come to the fleet, you can draw upon those experiences, things that were said by your drill instructor. Just being the hat, they've got to be more than the hat. Now, I don't know if there's better ways to do that. There are times when you're more than the hat, and then there's times you're only the hat. So, I don't know. I've never served at the recruit depot. Maybe we'll get, we'll figure it out, and then we'll get the birthday boy on, Kurt Knowles. He and Schwarz both worked there as series officers. So, and I think one of them was a company commander for a time. So, we'll do that. Anyway, have a great weekend. On Monday, Dan Lamont from the Washington Post is going to join us. So, we'll talk to Dan about coverage of stories like hazing. And get his thoughts on what he's seen in terms of Marine Corps institutional behavior relative to addressing the problem. And then we'll talk to him about that. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And if you missed any of the program, it's going to repeat itself momentarily. So whatever you do, do not touch that dial. And from all of us here at All Marine Radio, thanks for listening. Make sure you tell your friends that, the Marine Corps has been gracious enough to unblock the feed, and you can now listen to it. Whether you work in the Pentagon or some other place, you can go ahead and listen to it. So very excited about that the Marines around the Marine Corps can listen to it. They can access the website and do all that stuff. So So kind of a big event for us here at All Marine Radio. So without any further ado, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, you'll hear the top of the news. And I'll tell you what, there's a ton of stuff in the Marine in the news today. And a lot of it is crazy. The commissary at 29 being Palms being closed down for rats? Like, are you kidding me? Like, what has to happen for that to happen? That's absolutely positively that it would go that far? That whoever's running that thing doesn't see it, doesn't take action to the point that somebody else has to intervene? I mean, I'm not really sure that I understand. I get it. I get how rats work, and I get how that can happen. What I don't get is the people that work there not taking the appropriate action, calling it to the appropriate people's attention so that those people could go ahead and do what they do. So I guess that's a part of that whole thing that's pretty confusing to me. I don't have enough information about the yoga week at boot camp to go ahead and have a better explanation for it. The Commandant's certainly on board with it. So if he's on board with it, he has always in my life been a straight shooter. And so I think that he will continue to be exactly what he's been in his life, and that is a straight shooter. So we'll see. More details momentarily. One of the things that General Boomer did tell me when he was interviewing me about my award was anytime you try to, you know, he's talking about changing recruit training. He said anytime that you try to change recruit training, you get letters literally from all over the world. He said, and I'm not joking one bit about that. There you get letters from Marines that live everywhere that will read about it and talk about how that particular phase or that aspect of recruit training changed their life, probably saved their life, and they'll give you historical examples. So you would change recruit training at the peril of the experience. And certainly what somebody believed was truly pivotal to their life in terms of being alive in combat. So have a great weekend. With that said, this program repeats itself right now.